Haba. He's speaking here about Olam Haba and the different Yehudim, the different things that Chazal listed are going to be. So he defined Tchias HaMesim, Yeras HaMashiach, and so on. Vav, V'atachlus Omnom Hi Ha'olam Haba, U'chlapei Yishtadlus. So all the other things that he mentioned were different elements of a of Schar Vonish. You have Gan Eden, which he says is a place in the world. Gehenim also. Tchias HaMeisim is for tzaddikim only, and it's Meikra Emuna. Yemois HaMashiach is the Malchus goes back to Klal Yisrael, and the world becomes Metukin, and so on. Now the tachlis of everything is Olam Haba, which is none of the above. So everything until all the other pieces are simply steps onto the road, which, by the way, makes it a little bit hard to understand the inyan of Tchias HaMeisim as being so significant. There are two elements in Schar Vayinish that we can, or I shouldn't say it that way. There are two elements in the Yehudim, in the things that are there, Lasid Lavo, that we can understand as being very, very fundamental to Emuna. One is Gan Eden Gehenim, which is Schar V'Onesh in one way or another, and that we understand is very much part of the Das and fine. A second element is the ultimate Tikkun Abriya. So the way we have it, the way everybody else has it, so Gehenim Gan Eden, you can say, has to do with the schar of with personal schar. The Tchias HaMeisim, according to most Rishonim, are the Olam of Tikkun. This is the way the world will look when it's everything is okay. That's part of it, but. And so that's sort of an important piece of the puzzle of telling us what's the Lasid Lavoi. And the Moshe Mashiach as being the tikkun not of every individual only, but of the of Klal Yisrael as a Klal. But according to Rambam, so Tchias HaMeisim is kind of a minor piece of the puzzle. It doesn't go into the Schar V'Onesh Dafka. It's another type of Schar V'Onesh. It doesn't go into the safe pasik, because something called Olam Haba is a safe pasik, a much more ruchnistic environment. So what? Why is, of all the pieces here, there's no animaimin specific on Gehenim and Gan Eden. There's an animaimin on Schar V'Onesh. But why is Tchias HaMeisim get its animaimin? According to Ram, that's not the Tachlis Abriya. Olam Haba is, and there's no real animaimin for Olam Haba. V'atachlus Omnom Hi Olam Haba, U'klapei Yishtadlus, U'lefikoch Hibit Ze Asher Hashem Imoi B'tachlus Achrona, V'hiniach Mashezul Aser. So he says that this is why the Tana, which I think describes in kind of a very flourishing language, L'fikoch Hibit Ze Hashem Imoi, and he said, Klos Hashem Chek Olam Haba, V'im Heyoisa Tachlis, Ein roi le misha roi te liu is oivet me ava shiav te lasik olam haba. Kmo shibi arnu mashakoda. So first of all, he doesn't actually say any mokar and shayrish for olam haba. I mean, he says before when he speaks about Tchias HaMeisim, we have a Gemara at least. Gvurus Kshav and Tzadikim Shoyim Tchias HaMeisim Tzadikim Bilvad. Yimois HaMashiach, we have Psukim, the Rambam says in his Mishnah Torah. Schar V'Onesh, you can also say it's an older parsha in Torah from Vayim Shemaya and Bechukos, say whether or not that's the, he calls that Schar or not, but at least there's Psukim for that. The Olam Haba is talking about, it's hard to say that Rebbeinu HaKadosh was the first one to come up with a Musik of Olam Haba. I mean, Rebbeinu HaKadosh can't be Mechadosh either. I mean, it could be Mechadosh it, you know, but not as a fundamental of Yiddishkeit. It's one thing when you Mechadosh it as an idea, like in Medrash Nagarata, you come along and you say a Nakuda, a Kneich, a nuance, fine. That makes sense that the time of the heard it. But here you're talking about one of Ikrei Emuna. So Olam Haba was invented by Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Very, very hard to understand it. And he says, he's describing it, he's saying it, Beruach Kodesh Rabbeinu HaKadosh spoke about Olam Haba. It's hard to say that something like that should start with Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Then he adds, "V'ima yoyis atachas, even though that is the tachas of bria, ain roy l'mishroitulis oibid ma'ava sheyavik tirasik olam haba v'shbarim ha'shakoda." That should not be the reason why he's being oibid Hashem. "V'omnom yavad oifin shasape v'hu she'im hu maimin she'isham chachma she'gil v'yemes Hashem hoidiyem bo k'amaylas en kach v'kach v'apriz en kach v'kach hareyu chayiv mitzad heyoyisei odom yishar mezek." So he being that he's a person who's yosher, he should do that and want to be tzuras adam. Adam shalom mitchunas adam shakveu me'akev miskayim benafshav v'kiyim askala. And the idea of becoming adam shalom should be is etzem etzias. Let's start a little bit. Let's explain this piece, because this piece, in a way, is very tied with the concept of lishma, and we'll see. We'll try to explain the side of lishma through this. At the end of the day, people do things because they want to do it. That's the side of Bechira. So let's say I'm big into music and I play music because I want to play music. That's great. But at the end of the day, it means it gives me pleasure. There's no two ways about it. Everything a person does, he feels, he does it because he feels a certain pleasure out of it. So what's the problem here? So let's talk about this point. Every single person has in himself nekudas that are his etzem personality and his etzem desires and so on. But in his own person, we detect different levels of pleasure. There's core pleasure, and then there is different types of peripheral pleasures. So LaMarshall, let's say the profoundest pleasure that I have is the pleasure of music, let's say. Let's take music as an example. So that's clear that, so when I want to play music, I'm doing it because I want to play music. Then nothing else, not more, not less. That's what I have in mind. But if, let's say, I build chairs, I'm doing that so that I can afford to have, I can afford to buy tickets for musical convention, and so on. I always mafchin in a person's nefesh. What is the person be'etzem, and the core of the person is what gives him greatest pleasure, and what is something that is a little bit less, and so on. And which is only a means for something else. A person has in his nefesh, if he's an Adam Mitukin, the person has in himself a sense of the toiv in the bria, that he has an akud in himself that's good, and the person wants that. Now, if a person doesn't have that, then he can do good because of something else that he wants. So, for instance, when I work and I play at a concert, if I don't particularly like concerts, so I can play in the concert because I'm going to get money, and with the money I can buy a whiskey because I like whiskey a lot. But then I'm no longer doing the... Then it becomes something for something else. A person, because he's a... because he's an Echelek L'Kaim Imal, and he has in himself an akuda that is ruchni, the person has in himself if you touch into that mitzvah, then you're going to hit that point in the person, and the person is going to want to do it because it be'etzem takes care of it. Be'etzem, it's something which the person is dovuk in toiv, and he wants toiv. If he doesn't reach that nekuda, then he can think of schar olam haba, and which means that there's a different something else working in him, something else in his nefesh that is important. And this is only so whatever the schar is, whatever ruchnistic schar we'll talk about, that's going to be the piece of significance. So the lishma that we're talking about is where the point that's important to me is this nekuda over here of doing what's right. And that's what Rambam is saying. Rambam is saying that a person who's a bal nefesh, v'sheim hu maimin sheisham chachma shegir nevim es Hashem, hoi diyam ba kamal asem kach v'kach, v'apchises em kach v'kach, harei hu chayev mitzadeus odom yisham mezek, sheyizkorev el amailois v'yisrachim rapchises. So this is something that a person should have in himself, mitzad his very sheirish of neshama. The desire to, just like certain things, for instance, to be a noble person, to be a good person. These are things that we seem, a person who is some sort of nefesh himself, feels that in a very, very strong way. So in Mela, the impetus for avodas Hashem should be that nekuda in him. So even though I don't know how the right word to say it is, the person enjoys doing the good and the noble, but that's not shaloi lishma. That's the etzem metzias. The person is a person who is who has this in his nefesh. So al kaponim, the Rambam says it strikes a resonant chord in the person's nefesh, then I'm doing it lishma, and the lishma means for the thing as it is, not for a side reason. If something is a medication and I take it because it tastes good, well, that's not what it is. If I eat a lollipop because it tastes good, that's what a lollipop is, and that's fine. But if I take a medication for that, since that's not what the etzem medication is, then he's not going to get he's not doing it for its sake. So if you're somebody, are you taking the medication for its sake? It's sort of like they have this thing in medicine where something is off, what it's called. You give a medication not what it's meant to be. The need to do something which is for a different purpose, that's called shaloi lishma. Al kapanim, there's also a Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. I don't remember often, it's an Or HaChaim somewhere, where he says that he doesn't understand the Rambam, the Rambam's Ikar Emunah about Schar V'Einish, and why it's such an important Ikar, wise one Ikar. He says, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not to give a person any schar whatsoever, it still would not, the person would still be mechayev to Oved Hashem. The person doesn't get freed from his obligations just because, whether he would get schar or not get schar, he has that same chiyuv klapi avodas Hashem. The chiyuv avodas Hashem comes out of a person's duty and obligation as a nivra, and therefore to say that and say the emuna, he says it would still stand, it would still stand as valid a person's chiyuv to Oved Hashem whether or not there is schar v'einish. So even if there's schar v'einish, you can call it what's the right word for it, an adjunct, but you can't tell me that it's something which is a core value of the of Avodas Hashem. It's certainly not an ikar in that sense. That's what the Rambam says. Okay, so let's see weiter. Yeah, sure. So I would say the following. Both of them. Let's look at. Here's the tshuva in the Sofer is Kuf Samach Beis, and he says the following. He says, no, it's a mistake. It's not over here. He says about someone who says he doesn't believe in schar v'einish is not a good sheichet. So that's the wrong one. Okay, again, so what were you saying? What were you asking? I'm sorry, I didn't. So I would say, yeah. So it really depends why the person is enjoying it. If a person, this was a big machlokas, but chassidim and misnagdim, one of the early chassidish sfarim. It's called something with yichud. Escape my memory now. It's a very famous it's a kuntres written by one of the very very early Chassidish Sfarim. Something about Yichud. And he writes there very clearly that it's called Yesh Divermis. The Yesh Divermis. Yesh Divermis writes that a person who learns because he enjoys is not lishma. the Nefesh HaChaim wrote very, very strong against it, very famous Nefesh HaChaim. And his point is, Adrabah, the Hanoah is the learning itself. I don't think there is a real machlokes, and I'll tell you what I think. If a person learns because he's got a keen sense of, like a person who's learning doing math puzzles, he likes math puzzles, a person likes to show off how much he knows, how quickly he can solve something, how deep he can do. If it's a type of pleasure that a person can equate with any other pleasure of intellectual pursuit, then obviously that's not Talmud Torah. I mean, it's Talmud Torah, but it's not the core of Talmud Torah. But if a person learns because he knows that this is the emes, and the person is wants the emes, then it's something which definitely is Torah. In other words, what is Torah? Torah is the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the knowledge of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made emes in the world, and therefore certainly that's something that is a Torah itself. It's hard to separate that from Torah. So you know, that's something which is a really depends if it's a pleasure that you can equate with something else. If a person has pleasure that he's doing right, a person has a pleasure in himself that he behaves right, can you say that in any way is a less than lishma? I think not. I think it's ridiculous to think like that. So at any rate, that's the type of lishma. That's the type of pleasure is lishma. Mashenkin, if a person does things just because he enjoys things that are smart and sharp and so on and so forth, that I think is not good. But it's a famous. I mean, that became a famous. The Slonimman, as he said, Avoda. Also writes a lot about the Shema, and he takes the Chassidus side that just enjoying it and so on is not the right. Enjoy it because you're enjoying it. That's not Lishma. And Nefesh HaChaim argues, and the bottom line is that Hachro is that it's it really, really depends what it is exactly we're talking about when we talk about Hanoah. Okay, let's see weiter. So he says, when a person understands and knows that there's Chachma coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and these are its milas, v'apchisis heim kach v'kach, harehu chayev So if a person has in himself the right feelings of tshuka for toiv and emes, then a person should immediately want to do that which is right and which is good. He understands this to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's designation of Tov. A person's tshuka is to be better than a Baal Chai, to be of Tzur Sodom. And when it's something that's relevant to become Adam Masholim, it is human nature that a person wants that. That is Olam Haba. So it's very fascinating how he learns up the Pshat Nepasik. in Pashas you learn the pasuk that kilu you shouldn't be like a horse and a donkey running around and a mule running without understanding. But you should put a rein or a bit in your mouth. He says that you shouldn't be like a horse or a donkey, that the only thing that keeps them from doing that which is not right is an outside bit. The person himself is not something. The person himself is not. The person himself doesn't have what it takes to control himself, but rather the person is. The person is needs something to pull him from the outside. He himself should not want to be doing what's wrong. His own tzuras adam when it's b'shleimus, hitim ne enem hashim ne menas shleimus. That's going to stop him. So the real milus of Tzuras Adam is a person who keeps within himself all of the different. He builds up within himself all the inyanim that are toiv come from within rather than from without. And this is what I feel is the tachlis of this concept of Hab and so on. So it's interesting, he throws in here also a line. That Olam Haba is the situation where a person wants and does right because it's right. It sort of dovetails with the insect with the concept of lishma. This actually is fascinating because this sort of fits in well with a Rambam. With a Rambam, that's quite schwer. The Rambam says in Pirushim Shnayis in Makis on Ratzak Hashpach Zakis Yisrael the Fikach Hirba Lem Torah Mitzvahs. So the Rambam explains, he sort of bothered by the question, why giving us more mitzvahs would be mezakas. Usually we tend to think of it the other way around, that we usually end up losing because we have so much chance to mess up. So the Rambam says that the key to Olam Haba is a mitzvah stan lishma. Lishma is very, very difficult to attain, obviously. So, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us many, many mitzvahs, then there's a chance that at least one of them will be lishma. So, everyone asks, well, I mean, what do you see that ever in halacha, that lishma is a tenai to kiyum mitzvah, to Olam Haba? No such thing. The person is somebody who, I mean, if you do mitzvahs, you get schar, and you get gan eden. If not, not. I mean, what's the? Where does the shmo come in? And as far as the Gemara is concerned, it is shver. But it's something which the Rambam Shita in understanding, it makes a lot of sense. The Rambam Shita in understanding that mitzvahs is something, Olam Haba is the place where is where the ultimate schar the ultimate schar is doing Ratz Hashem because it's Ratz Hashem and because that's what I want to do. So that's really something which is the core of what Olam Haba is. So it's not just an inyan of schar. That is gufa, the inyan of of Olam Haba. It's the Metzius of Olam Haba is the place where things take on their right surah. And it's something which is a it's something which goes to the very, very core of what we're talking about. So that's why you need to have Olam Haba in order to go there. So that's something which is a it's a yeshiva. It doesn't answer the Gemara and so on, but at least it's something which has some havana of it fits well with the general picture of what the Rambam says in terms of the mohos of Olam Haba. Okay, then he says the Rambam says there's another thing. I want to make a chibur on kol akabetz by kol adrashim tzais betalm zelosai. I want to make a chibur to be masbir all the drashas of Chazal. The Rambam does not, obviously he's not, feels that many of the drashas need a hesper. They're not to be understood literally as they say, there's something more to it. And that's why he is, that's why he's somebody, that's why he feels a need to write a beer on these drushes. The farsh pirish sheyes lamitas, and I'll try to explain lamitas. The avi rias the cholze b'devrim gamkein, and I'll bring rias and vagale mame and kipshuta by mushel. Which ones are kipshuta? Which are mushel? Or mame hen ira b'chaloyim as charu b'mayim as stomikila b'akitz. And what did they dream? And they mention as if it would have happened. Now, this is one of the places, I don't know, somebody who tried very hard, he wanted to do something that he felt was good, wrote that you have to believe that all Chazal are true Kipshutai. It says clearly here, not like that. This is the Rambam. And you know, they want to say that Rabbi Rambam is a forgery, but it's not true. This Rambam here is saying that. Rambam is saying that some of the Chazal are Mishalim, and some of them are Kipshutai, and some are just a dream. You know, in each Chazal, you need to understand, and you have to learn up what Pshat is. They're very clear in the Rambam here. Now, I don't know anyone that argues on him. The Maharal says this in Baragola, where he speaks a lot about different Chazal that people made fun of. He definitely goes with this. The Ramchal in his Dakdama Tagaritas also says this. I mean, so we have a Rambam, Rabbi Avram ben Arama, which people say is a forgery, but he's going with the Shittas of Rambam here. It's a Maral, it's a Ramchal, it's many Shittas. So, and they seem to be the Ikashitas Adrabba. The Maral is fire against those who take every Chazal Kipshutai. So it's something which is a very clear mucker. And it's interesting because in the Meir Nevuchim also, he speaks about people that are, he speaks about people who are, the Maharal speaks about people who take the Chazal Kipshut on the thing they're doing right, and he's very, very stark against it. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim explains what is Chibur is, what it's for. So he writes that it's something which people make a mistake. They think Mor Nevuchim means that he is for people who don't know about Amun and so on. It's not. He writes in Mor Nevuchim, he's writing in the Zakdama there. He wrote it to a Talmud who has a lot of issues with Psukim. That a lot of Psukim seem to indicate things that can't be Kipshutai, like all sorts of Tsuris Nevi'im that are that are not kipshutai, and he says very clearly that it's you're right. You know, there are psukim that deal with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can't and shouldn't be understood kipshutai. So how somebody could say differently in the Rambam over here, I don't know. He says, and Chalom also, some of the Goyim say, Reb Nissim Goyim, in Pirush Avim Brachas, say that some of the stories happened by Chalom. I will also explain many, many Amunos. And over here, in these Chiburim, I occasionally mention a Chazal and give a Pshat. In the other Chibur, I will give you a comprehensive Pshat on Agarata. Ve'ein litvois alai al ma shebo bedvarei min ha-hekel be'ktsas milois v'nyon ha-shotef sa'im an she-chochma lefi, he says, she ani kalti b'zeh ha-sheir kidei le-hovin mi shalai kod no yisoyim b'do b'zeh mizeh yinichpod ashalai kod no yisodim yasigu. So he says, it's a little bit of a veiled sentence, but I think what he means is maybe I will oversimplify it and not say things with the nusach or the tzura or the signoin that philosophers or big bali chachma will say. That's because I would like to make it user friendly. So Ram says, despite the fact that you may feel that I haven't been medayik philosophically, I did it so that people should be able to learn it and see it. So basically, he's speaking here about the involve Olam Haba. He's explaining that getting to Olam Haba is because Olam Haba is a tachlus, and this is what he says: "V'mayoyisa tachlus ein roel mishoytzelius oivid me'ava shabekas kum haba k'mashvaran kodem v'am liyavel oifesha sape," and so on. So he says, because Olam Haba is something which is the tachlis ha'adam, then the reason that we strive for Olam Haba should be aligned with tachlis ha'adam and nothing more. And he says that tachlis ha'adam is that his very essence speak of good and be good and want things because they're good. And then he adds a point over here that I will also write a sefer to explain all the agaritas, to explain how to understand each agarita. I'm not sure why it's stuck in over here on this piece. It's possible that he means it as a summation to what he said before. Because we have so many chazal about Mashiach, Yimayis HaMashiach, and Olam Haba, and Gehenim Gan Eden, that this is where people get confused because of the whole myriad of chazals dealing with it, and they can't figure out what's what and what's how. Maybe that's why he says it over here. Okay, any questions? Okay, good. So now,